hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. We are down to single days, soon single hours, to the end of the 2024 presidential campaign. The two major candidates rallied within 7 miles of each other Friday night around Milwaukee in battleground state Wisconsin. First, Vice President Harris.
I pledge to you, if you give me the chance to fight on your behalf, there is nothing that will stand in my way as I fight for you.
Former President Donald Trump.
Can you imagine if Kamala won? You would go down to a 1929 style depression. I believe that too. Now, that'd crush your incomes and kill millions of jobs and wipe out your savings. We're not going to let that happen. You got to get out and vote.
CBS's Christian Benavides checks in from another battleground state, Georgia.
Here in Atlanta, a steady flow of people came to this polling place in the Buckhead neighborhood for the final day of early voting here.
The border is a major, major issue, not to mention the economy.
I think she has a respect for people, the people of the United States, and wants to really represent their interests.
Georgia's Secretary of State went public to refute a bogus video alleging to show Haitian migrants voting multiple times.
Israel has launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages, killing at least 52 people. The Israeli military also began airstrikes in Gaza that hospital officials say left 25 people dead. BBC's David Bamford reports this comes during a renewed U.S. push for ceasefire deals.
The 15 humanitarian agency chiefs said the entire Palestinian population in northern Gaza faced an imminent risk of dying from disease, famine, and violence. U.S. hopes for a truce of several days ahead of next week's American elections have been dashed, with the Israelis stepping up military action and Hamas saying they had no interest in a temporary ceasefire.
In Orlando, a 17-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting during a downtown Halloween celebration that left 2 people dead and 8 injured.
It was around 1 a.m. when celebration turned into chaos. Surveillance video shows the alleged shooter wearing a yellow shirt and backpack walking in the crowd before he turns and fires a handgun, striking someone at close range.
There is an active shooting.
We had multiple people shot.
CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez. Former Kentucky police officer Brett Hankinson convicted Friday night of civil rights abuses in the killing of Breonna Taylor in that botched police raid in 2020. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
E-waste. The pile just keeps getting bigger.
Tech companies like Microsoft and Google are spending millions to build data centers to power AI. The study projects that these data centers will be upgraded so quickly to meet demand that they could be throwing out the equivalent of 13 billion iPhones annually by 2030. United Nations e-waste specialist Case Balde.
I'm concerned that there would be like a rapid turnover and short replacement cycle, so it will fuel the amount of e-waste.
That's on top of the 136 billion pounds of e-waste already generated annually on Earth. The study urges big tech to reuse AI computers an extra year to cut their e-waste by 42%. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Cable TV users take note. Comcast says it may spin off its cable networks that include CNBC and MSNBC into a separate company as they cope with cord cutting by consumers shifting over to streaming. That would exclude NBC Television and Peacock. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs approach 60 degrees. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. Currently 35 degrees. WRJN.
I wanna hold your hand. Central Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Brand new day.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep, thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off. But every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because of the little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money. And even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Come on,
well, it feels so good.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
True love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your heart. Then suddenly,
you really got me now. You got me so I don't know. what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words the will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering
silence.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
fancy clothes, and he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
One day used to play.